SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, turning the spotlight on the nation's future this National Children's Day. And later, a Child Month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Mommy, I can go to Ananda Alert National Missing Children's Forum on May 25th. That day is International Missing Children's Day.
What's that about, Johnny? Me not have no holy pa money, you know.
Mommy, it's free. The top 5 schools in the Ananda Alert school competition will be presenting. Plus, they're going to have local and foreign speakers.
That sound really good. Who do I call to register you?
Call the OCR at 908-1690 or email them, mommy, at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm.
Friday, May 19 was National Children's Day, and volunteers from government agencies, including the Jamaica Information Service, JIS, headed downtown to show our kids some love. Volunteers from the Child Development Agency, Early Childhood Commission, and National Parenting Support Commission, as well as others, wore yellow on Friday, May 19, and could be seen in and around St. William Grant Park downtown giving away hugs, stickers, snacks, and other tokens. Chair of the National Child Month Committee, Pauline Mullings, says the outpouring of love for the children being done in 4 town centers was to send a message to children and adults alike.
We want all Jamaicans to recognize that our children are important, they are valuable, and they should be loved. That's the message we want Jamaica to have today, especially our adults. Do something special for your children and any child that you come across.
Similar groups were also in Greater Portmore, Yala Square, and Papine in St. Andrew sharing the love. State Minister for Youth, Floyd Green, was also on site sharing hugs and care tokens.
We often celebrate our mothers, our fathers, we celebrate our teachers. The question is, how much do we celebrate our children? How much do we remind them that they are special? How much do we take time out to focus on them? This day gives us the opportunity to do just that. I think any day that gives us as a nation the opportunity to stop, reflect, renew our commitment to children is a day that should be celebrated.
Grade 5 student Jordan Beek gave his reactions to the outpouring of love.
Well, I want to see more of them sending out their workers to go and find those children that are in need and help them to do their work so they can be a successful person in school. I feel happy because they're doing something good for the children.
National Children's Day formed part of activities for Child Month under the theme Take Action, Break the Chain of Abuse Against Children. One of the goals of Vision 2030 Jamaica is to empower young people to contribute meaningfully to the building and strengthening of their communities. As we lend our efforts to society, especially during Labor Day on May 23, Jamaica will move closer to being the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Time now for a child protection tip. Be a hero for your child. Create a safe environment for your child to express themselves and grow. Spend more time with them. And if you live or work outside of the home, make yourself as accessible as possible to your child. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. On our community notice board, the Ministry of Justice Legal Aid Mobile Unit makes its next stop in Whitehall on Monday, May 22 at Hillside Christian Church, 105K Red Hills Road, Kingston, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for tuning in. Join us next time as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.